Lebanon's parliament speaker Nabih Berri has declared that the parliament will remain in session starting Thursday until President Michel Suleiman's six-year term ends on May the 25th. However, with most of the March 8th bloc, including Hezbollah and the Free Patriotic Movement, declaring that they will not attend any session before there is consensus among all the factions, the parliament will once again fail to meet a quorum needed to elect the next president.
It's a matter of non-electing a president for a certain time until the until the negotiations that is taking place between General Aoun and ex-president Hariri will give a kind of a certain result, either negative or positive.
Lately, Michel Aoun and members of his bloc have met with Saad Hariri, head of the Future Movement, who has been sending mixed signals to Aoun on whether he will be accepted as a consensus figure. In case Lebanon is without a president by the 25th of May, the cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Tamam Salam, will hold the president's administrative authority. In that regard, Salam, during a visit to Saudi Arabia, stressed that having the president's powers vested with the cabinet is an essential guarantee for Lebanon. Analysts believe the regional circumstances and the role of countries like Saudi Arabia are main factors for any progress to be made.
We should not bet on the capabilities or the potential of the Lebanese in order to create a certain consensus without or with neglecting the regional role.
Despite the fact that Prime Minister Salam has called the Lebanese presidential election a purely internal matter, his visit to the Saudi kingdom is in itself a sign that foreign interference is inevitable. And with Hariri and Aoun meeting halfway in Paris, indicators for a positive rapprochement are still far-fetched and will eventually lead only to vacuum just days before a constitutional deadline. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.